Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. On this episode, I would like to put a spotlight on the Nintendo Labo. I had some personal time with Nintendo Labo this past weekend. Now, I went into this expecting just to make a few cardboard items, play some games with them, get my excitement out, and be done with it. What I didn't expect was basically a Nintendo Switch 101 class teaching me every single detail about the usage of the IR camera, what infrared and ultraviolet means, specifics on accelerometers and gyroscopes, and actually having the game tell me how the Joy-Cons work within the constructed cardboard creations. I mean, within Labo, I was taught that gyro is Greek for rotation, and that the reason that hero sandwiches are called heroes, or gyros, are because that the meat is spun slowly on a vertical spit grill, hence rotated, hence gyro sandwiches, or heroes. Whatever. I learned that from Labo. Also, there are multiple videos and illustrations showing the inside of the Joy-Con, what the parts do, and how the functions work. And if you choose to do so, it'll go in depth on the differences between speed and acceleration, centrifugal forces, gravity, and other things we may not remember from physics class. So not only is it fun to build, play, and create, but you just might get educated on a few things. That's the part that truly stood out the most for me. But I'm getting a little too deep too quickly. I've only experienced some of the variety kit, so that's all I'm going to be mentioning here. Once you open the package, you'll see the usual Nintendo Switch case with a physical cartridge inside, as well as multiple cardboard sheets with colors and letters on them, specifying what creations they'll be used for. Starting the software, it jumps you right into how to make a Joy-Con holder, which is provided in one of the cardboard sheets. It's basically a tutorial showing you how to navigate the menus, zoom in and out, rotate the objects on the screen, and moving forward and backward through the step-by-step process. It's ultra simple to follow along, and it's completely at your own pace. There are three sections in the software, and they're called Make, Play, and Discover. The Make section is where you choose the project you'd like to create, and it gives you the step-by-step process in making the Toy-Con. In the Play section, you can choose multiple games interacting with whatever Toy-Con you've made. And finally, the Discover section is where you become part of an educational conversation among three other fictional characters, Professor Jerry Rig, Professor Learn-A-Lot, and a kid named Plays All the Time. Yeah, the names are really silly, but the section provides interesting information about Nintendo Switch's functions and how they make the cardboard creations work. It comes off like a messenger app where everyone's talking to each other with little speech bubbles. You're included in the conversation at random when you're given the choice between two responses, which makes for fun interaction. You'll spend lots of time in this section if you enjoy learning. So in my time with the variety kit, I made two Toy-Con items. I started with the RC car. It was a very quick creation that only took like 5 minutes to make. Once complete, you attach the Joy-Cons on both sides. By using the Switch touchscreen, you make the Joy-Cons vibrate, which moves the object left, right, or forward. There's also a way to adjust the speed of the vibrations to affect the speed of the RC car. And one more thing, you can turn on the automatic mode in which the IR camera is used. The kits come with reflective stickers that you can stick on objects. If the camera sees the sticker, it will move automatically in that direction. In that mode, it also plays music reminiscent to something like an ice cream truck, or like one of those spinning figures that you have to wind up to make play music. It's all these small little things that make this really fun to play with. I also created the fishing pole Toy-Con, which took much longer than the RC car, about an hour and a half. I don't really have a large amount of confidence when it comes to following directions for things that take longer than an hour, but I completed it. While putting it together, I was so impressed to think of how this creation was even thought of in the first place. I mean, I'm folding multiple pieces of cardboard, I'm putting them together, and I'm making a fishing pole. It's like the next level of origami. I used to love origami. You guys know what origami is, right? Anyway, once completed, you'll have a fishing pole with a string attached to it, and the other part of the string goes through what we call an ocean box. That's something I created. And you can pull the string out with the pole and it'll properly retract when lowered. You also have a reeling mechanism that actually clicks. There's a piece that you stick in which its only purpose is to click. I thought that was pretty cool. The Joy-Con controllers are placed in specific areas of the fishing pole, and the Nintendo Switch slides into a designated spot onto the ocean box. With this completed, you can choose a fishing game in the play section. It's a very simple game with not much depth, and no pun intended, as the waters actually get pretty deep. But my enjoyment came with how well the motion controls worked with the game. Just yanking the pole back and forth and seeing the string move so realistically was making me go, wow! And it was that same wow moment that I had with Wii motion controls, except this was much better. If you're into games with fishing, you'll enjoy this. If fishing isn't your thing, you might play it for a few minutes, then be done with it. Apparently, after you catch fish, you'll be able to put them in an aquarium for a display. I didn't get to that part. Another part I didn't get to was creating your own fish using cardboard cutout pieces and putting it inside of a piano toy con, which I haven't made yet. There's so much to do here, but I haven't quite put in the time yet. I get a special feeling when it comes to finishing products like these. I've finished jigsaw puzzles before, Lego sets before, but this is a little bit different. You actually get to use the finished product with interactive software, a video game. It's easy to make plastic products, sell them in stores, put a Wii remote inside so you can feel like you're swinging a tennis racket, or hitting a golf ball in the driving range, or shooting a bad guy. But when you actually put multiple pieces together, have the final product, add the controllers, and then you do your thing, it's a whole different experience. And doing it with just cardboard pieces? Well, it makes a person feel like they have the power to create anything. Well, I suppose that's how Legos are supposed to make a person feel too. But for me, it's just that much more impressive when it's cardboard. Anyway, my point is that I was really surprised with how much I enjoyed that $70 worth of cardboard. And I'm not even halfway done. Just the creation part alone will take at least 10 hours of time. Playing the games and going through the Discover sections will probably be another 10 hours. And if you've been looking around, Twitter is full of people that's making custom creations with Labo's garage area, and it's just getting started. You can literally create your own games and programs utilizing the functionalities within the Labo software. I've seen an example of a person throwing cards in a hat, and the Switch screen will tell you how many cards were thrown in. I've also seen an example of a rhythm game that was created, in which if you touch all the beats in the correct rhythm, one of the Toy-Con creations will release a piece of candy. Finally, I've seen a video of a girl customizing sounds provided within the Labo software in order to create a playable guitar using the Switch touchscreen. This is only the beginning. If this product even somewhat piques your interest, I advise you to take the plunge and see how much fun that can be had with your Nintendo Switch, a few cardboard pieces, and some of your spare time. Okay, well, maybe a bunch of your spare time. And that's it! Thanks for listening to my Spotlight segment on Nintendo Labo. If you enjoyed what you listened to and desired more in-depth segments like this, feel free to let me know. Or maybe this wasn't your type of thing, feel free to let me know that too. You can leave me a voice message on the Anchor app, or you can send me a tweet at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.